نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر إن أول بيت وضع للناس ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين وقال أيضا تعالى وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق ليشهدوا منافع لهم وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم العمرة إلى العمرة كفارة لما بينهما والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وقال أيضا عليه الصلاة والسلام من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم عتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمدي صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم Respected elders, brothers, sisters on the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has conferred upon his worshippers times of the year during which the acts of obedience are extremely fruitful and advantageous. We are in the month of Hajj, months of Hajj. Today we are nearly in the last portion of Zulqa'dah, and very soon we'll be entering the days of Hajj. So the rewards of the righteous deeds during these months, during these times, are multiplied by many folds for the believers. The Islamic nation is a nation that has been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ummah. Allah has blessed this ummah with many merits and special characteristics. For example, this nation has been blessed, this ummah has been blessed to be an ummah that has advantages. And each individual of this ummah can benefit from those advantages provided they use the time properly. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مثلكم ومثل أهل الكتابين. Your example and the example of the أهل الكتاب, two أهل الكتاب, one is the Bible, one is the Torah, people of the Bible and people of the Torah. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is giving an example that the example of this ummah and the example of Ahl Kitab. كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ إِسْتَأَجَرَ أَجْرَأَهُ فَقَالَ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ لِي مِنْ غُدْوَةَ إِلَى نِصْفِ النَّهَارِ عَلَى قِرَاتٍ فَعَمِلَتِ الْيَهُودِ. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, its example is that someone said to a community that if you work from morning until afternoon, mid-afternoon, then your ajr will be one kirat. Kirat is a measurement. And some muhaddisin have written the ajr of one kirat is equivalent to the mountain of Uhud. And the mountain of Uhud is 17 and a half kilometers. That is the length of Jabal Uhud. You go to Medina and you see the mountain of Uhud, which is in front of you. We think that this is the mountain, but it carries on for 17 and a half kilometers at the back. And this is where the battle of Uhud took place. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was injured. So the measurement of Kirat is the equivalent of Jabal Uhud. Now imagine if it is 17 and a half kilometers long and full of rocks, how much does it weigh? So it was said that who can carry out an effort from morning to afternoon? So the Yahud, they presented themselves. فَعَمِلَتِ الْيَهُودِ ثُمَّ قَالَ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ لِي مِنْ نِصْفِ النَّهَارِ إِلَى صَلَاتِ الْأَصْرِ. Then Allah says, who can do ibadat for me from afternoon until Asr, Salatul Asr, which is 1.5 hours before sunset. فَعَمَلَتِ النَّصَارَى, the people of Bible, Sahibi Injil, the Ummah of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they carried out the amal. So the first one were Yahud, they did from morning until afternoon. The second one, Nasara, from afternoon until Salatul Asr. ثُمَّ قَالَ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ لِي مِنَ الْأَصْرِ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَغِيبَ الشَّمْسِ. Allah kiratayin. Who can do the amal from Asr until Maghrib, short period? And the wages I will give, the reward I will give, will be 2 kirat. 2 kirat. Allah kiratayin. فَأَتُمْهُمْ فَأَنْتُمْهُمْ فَغَرِبَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى. And you are the one who overcame the Yahud and Nasara. They did a long time, from Fajr to afternoon, then from afternoon to Salatul Asr. It's a long time, especially in summer, it's a long time. And then from Asr to Maghrib, you did it, but you overcame them. فَقَالُوا مَا لَنَا أَكْسَرَ أَمَلًا وَأَكَلَّ أَتَاعًا. قَالَ هَلْ نَقَسْتُكُمْ مِنْ حَقِّكُمْ. So the Yahud and Nasara said that, how is it? You are not fair. You gave us long work and you paid us less. So, yahan par bhi aisa hota hai, a laborer works very hard, but what does he get at the end of the day? Nothing. Someone in the office is doing a dealing. He just picks up the phone and he makes 5,000 pounds. Yeah? Like Trump and friends are doing nowadays, picking up the phone and making billions. فَقَالُوا مَا لَنَا أَكْثَرَ عَمَلًا وَأَقَلَّ أَتَاعًا. We did great job, but you paid us less. قَالَ هَلْ نَقَسْتُكُمْ مِنْ حَقِّكُمْ. Allah says, did I make less in your rights? Did I give you less? قَالَ فَذَلِكَ فَضْلِي أُوْتِيهِ مَنْ أَشَى. Because this is my fazl, my preference. I can give it to whom I want. So this ummah is blessed. So one of the special characteristics that Allah has blessed this Islamic nation with are the times of the year. Times, they come and go, come and go, come and go. So this ummah is blessed with the times of the year. Like the month of Shaban, there is a night in it in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us. Then there is a month of Ramadan. Man sama Ramadan imana wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi. Then the nights of Ramadan. Man qama Ramadan imana wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi. Then the night of Shabi Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, night of power. Man qama Laylatul Qadr imana wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi. Then the night of Eid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the sins. Then the day of Eid. Then the month of Ramadan, a month of Hajj, the months of Hajj. So Allah has blessed this ummah with the time. And in this time of the year, as I mentioned in the last 2 Jummas, that whoever intends to go to the house of Allah, he should not make delay. Man arada al-hajj falyata'ajjal aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever intends to go for Hajj, he should make his journey as quick as possible. And then the reward of Hajj, that ama alimta innal islama yahdimu ma kana qablahu. Do you know that Islam, it wipes out the sins which a person has committed before accepting Islam? وَإِنَّ الْهِجْرَةَ يَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهُ, and a person who migrates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgives his sins before migration. وَالْحَجُّ يَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهُ, and Hajj, it wipes out the sins which he committed before Hajj. مَنْ حَجَّ لِلَّهِ فَلَمْ يَرْفُثْ وَلَمْ يَفْسُكْ رَجَأَكَ يَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. Whoever carries out the journey of Hajj and he did not commit any sin during the journey of Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him clean as if his mom has given birth today. So this journey of Hajj gives us two things. One is, it is a journey of love. Journey of love. For example, I love a woman. I give my example. Because if I will name you, then you will maybe not like it. I love a girl. Here the Hajj, we love Allah. We love the house of Allah. So what I will do in order to achieve that girl, first I will praise her. I will praise her in beautiful words. You are this, you are this, you are that. You are intelligent, you are beautiful. So here also, a mu'min, because he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he praises Allah in different words. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, subhanallah walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. So he praises Allah. So now, when I praise the girl, or when I praise any brother whom I love, I have seen that by praising with words is not enough. I cannot achieve my friendship with Sayyid, or with Ali, or with Usman, or with Muhammad, or with so and so. So now, I will go in front of them and I will make tawazu. I will be humble. I will respect them. And then I will praise them. So a mu'min, when he sees that this zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not enough, so now he comes for salah. And he stands with humbleness. And that is what Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. When there is humbleness and khushu in salah, those are the mu'mins who will be successful, who does namaz, who does salah. Then I will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in qiyam, in ruku, subhana rabbi al-azim, then in sajda, subhana rabbi al-ala, then in qaida, at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. So that is the second phrase. And then by doing that, sometimes the person you love doesn't come near to you. Maybe Allah doesn't come near to us even by doing salat, because there is some false in it. So now we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for your sake we will stay hungry for 1 month. We will fast in the month of Ramadan. So in the same way, the girl who is not coming next to me, whom I love, I will tell, okay, I will leave my food if you don't love me. So by avoiding the food, by keeping away from the food, maybe there will be some sympathy in that person and will come near to me. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, if we think we are not near to him, Allah gave us the month of Ramadan to fast. Sometimes you will have to shower your wealth on that person. I want Sayyid near me, so I have to feed him. I will have to give him food. I will have to give him clothes. I will have to do this. I will have to do that. So Allah says, once a year, give zakat from your wealth. That is how you will be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fifth one, if that person is not listening to me, I've done everything. I'm praising that person. I'm standing in front of him with humbleness. I'm praising him in front of him as well, or in front of her as well. And I'm also leaving my food because of him. And I'm showering my wealth on him. But still, he doesn't come near to me. So now what to do? Okay, I will come to your house now. I will come to your house. So the pillar of Hajj is that after doing everything, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establishing salat, giving zakat, fasting in the month of Ramadan, still you want to achieve the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you embark on the journey of Hajj. So this is the Hajj, this is the journey of love. Ye ishq, ishq maula ki ye safar hai. There is nothing there, four walls. Hajre Aswad, a stone. In Safa and Marwa, what do you have? Nothing. You're just running between the two like a madman, between the two mountains. What is there in Mina? This is a tent. You can get a tent from here, in from Argos. It's just a tent. But you have to stay there for five salat. You go in Arafah, and what is there in Arafah? So Hajj is the name of certain actions performed by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and Hajra alayhi salatu wassalam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked it so much that it became the part of Hajj. Running between Safa and Marwa, going round the Kaaba, touching the Hajre Aswad. That is why Umar radiallahu ta'ala, no? When he was doing tawaf, he came to the Hajre Aswad and he said, Ya Hajrun, innaka Hajar, la yanfa'u wa la yuzir. You are just a piece of stone. You don't benefit us. If I touch you, you don't benefit me. You don't even harm me. But because I saw my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam doing the istilam, touching it. So that is why I am doing this sunnah. Although it is a stone from the Jannah. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he could not tolerate shirk. He said, innaka hajar, you are a piece of stone. La tanfahu wa la tazu. You cannot benefit me. But if I did not see my Prophet, I would not have touched you. Hajra alayhi salatu wasalam, she ran between the two mountains. Allah liked it. Allah liked it. So it became part of Hajj. The second part of Hajj is, it reminds us of our death. First one is love. Second one, it is the reminder for death. O Haji, when you embark for the journey of Hajj, you're taking out your clothes. You're removing your clothes. No matter you are a king, you are a queen, no matter you are prime minister, president, maulana sahab, a person who is a laborer, everybody has to take his clothes out. And they have to replace the clothes with two pieces of cloth, which we call the ihram. So what is the reminder? O Haji, a day will come when you will die, your soul will depart from this world. Your clothes will be removed. Same like the Haji. Same like the person who dies. His clothes are taken out. He has to wear a shroud. People put a shroud on the body. Number two, when the body is ready, his loved ones, his friends, his family, his children, his uncles, they lift the bier and they take it to the grave. So the grave is the flight. Here also, when the Haji, he starts his journey from his house, his loved ones, they accompany him to the airport. Then he goes in the plane by himself. They all doesn't go. In the same way, when the body is placed in the grave, nobody goes with us. The person who is very next to us,
Who is that? Wife. Wife knows every private of the husband. Every private of the husband. Privacy of the husband. She will not accompany. Your siblings will not accompany. Your friends will not accompany. Your uncles will not accompany. Then when we land at the airport in Jeddah, the immigration officer is there. That is Munkar and Nakir. Immigration officer in the grave. The immigration officer will look at your passport. Is it valid or not? Has it got validation more than 6 months? Then he will check at the visa. It's not a dodgy visa. Like some Hajis were caught a couple of years ago with dodgy visas. The whole flight was returned. Then he will check the draft, which they have to pay to the institute who looks after your affairs of Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifah, the transport, the tents. The check goes towards that. People think that the Saudi government takes that money away. No, no. They spend more than what you are giving. You pay only 180-190 pounds. That's it. They're spending more than 1,000 pounds on you. All the facilities. So the immigration officer, he will check at the documentation. Is it correct or not? So here also when we enter the immigration of Munkar and Nakir, they will ask 3 questions. Like in Hajj, you need passport, visa and the draft. Here also 3. Mar Rabbuka. Who is your Rabb? Who is your creator? Who is the one who gave you sustenance? Who is the one who gave you izza? Watu izzu mantasha, watu dhillu mantasha. That is the first question. Tawheed. That is why Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he left his father. His father threw him out. Because he gave the dawat of Tawheed. Ya abati inni kajja ani minal ilm ma'alam yatik. Why are you worshipping these idols? That is why to die on Tawheed is very important. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qala akhiru kalimatun la ilaha illallah dakhal al jannah. The last words we utter when we are departing from this dunya, it should be la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. So, when people are dying because the whole life they did not spend according Islam, when they are dying, they don't have the kalima. This is reality. I go to hospitals at night. People are dying. Mushkil se kalma koi padta hai. Mushkil se. Allah save all of us from that. Sometimes I get worried. What will happen to me? When I die, will I say the kalima or not? A person can only say the kalima if he has worked on the tawheed. Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. He should not fear anyone apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fear should come for Allah only. Nobody else. He is the sustainer. He gives rizq. He gives izzat. Man tasha. Biyadika al-khair. All khair is in the hands of Allah. Then the second question, the immigration officer whose name is Munkar and Nakir, these 2 angels, they will ask Madinuk, what is your deen? In the register of the council, Mr. Yusuf, which religion? Islam. But there was Islam in my life. My name was Ahmad, Muhammad, Yusuf, Yaqub. My name was an Islamic name. It is written in the registrar's office, the election is coming. Yeah, so it is written as a Muslim. But am I a Muslim? This is the question. Is my life according Islam? Is the environment of my house Islamic? When I deal with people, do I keep Islam first and then the human? Yeah? And that is why we are being punished. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never punishes. Ma asaba min musibatin fabima kasabat aydikum. Whatever you do, then I punish. And will I achieve something? Allah is saying, if I punish you, do I achieve anything? I don't achieve anything. Do I be happy? No. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. If a person does istighfar, he repents. Even after committing sins, Allah says, I will forgive you. يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا أَلَىٰ أَنفُسَهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. A person should not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the second question will be مَادِينُكْ. Then, وَمَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask about the Prophet, who is that man? Who is that man? Maybe the curtains between the person and the curtains between the rawza, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is buried, maybe everything will be opened. And Allah will grant that eyesight to the person who is dead. But Allah will show him, who is that man? Yes, he is my Prophet. He is my Prophet sallallahu. How do you know him? Yes, I read in the Quran. He is my Prophet and I practice his sunnah. After 1400 years, we haven't seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have we? But that is part of our iman. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We all believe, all of you here, everybody believes that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our Prophet. That is why we are in Jummah namaz. Then the Haji, he proceeds from there and he comes to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It reminds us, a day will come, we all will be standing in front of Allah. A person, he wants to see his Creator. I want to see Allah. I can't see him. Because my taqwa, my piety is not so much strong that I can see Allah. But I can feel Allah. Maybe I cannot feel Allah. Every Muslim, he's got that desire to see Allah. Allah said, you cannot see me. Because Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went on the mountain of Tur, he could not see Allah. Just a little spark of Allah, the nur of Allah. Musa alayhi salam, he was unconscious. So, O Yusuf, O Adam, O Sa'id, O Chaudhry, how can you see? But if you are, you got the desire, when you see the Kaaba, you are in front of the house of Allah. Allah will cover you with the mercy. Then you, after doing the tawaf, you go on Safa and Marwa. Reminder for you, on the day of judgment, when Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, he will blow the trumpet. People will be running here and there. Diwane banke udar se udar, udar se udar, udar se udar. That is why Allah has said, Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqu rabbakum inna zalzalatas sa'ati shay'un azim. Yawma tarawnaha tadhalu kullu murdi'atin amma ardat. That people will be running. Wa antum sukara, wa ma antum bi sukara. Walakinna azab Allahi shadid. People will be running as if they are drunk, intoxicated. The sound of that horn will be so furious that Allah says the pregnant woman will have a miscarriage. And people will be running like they are drunkard. Allah says they will not be drunkard. Walakinna azab Allahi shadid. This is Allah's azab which is making them run. So between running, between Safa and Marwa reminds us of the day of judgment. Then in Arafat, the whole entire groups of Hajis are in one place. In one place. Reminds us of the day of judgment. We will be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will have to answer everything. Those three questions are in the grave. But on the day of judgment, لَا تَزُولُ قَدَمَا إِبْنِ آدَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلُ عَنْ خَمْسٍ. Five questions on the day. on the day of judgment. That is the reminder of Arafat. And umrihi fima afna. Where did you spend the life? One shababihi fima abla. Regarding your youth age, where did you use that energy in the youth age? Wafi mali, wafi malin min aina iktasabahu, wafi ma anfakahu, and the wealth which you achieved, from where did you achieve? Was it halal sources? And where did you spend it? You earned in halal sources, but your expenditure was haram. Wafima amila. And what did you practice regarding the knowledge you had? Regarding the knowledge you had. So that is the reminder for the Haji. So these are the lessons from the journey of Hajj. But for us who are not going on Hajj, my time is finished. We are not going for Hajj. What are the benefits for us in the 10 days of Zilhajj? Inshallah, we'll mention it next week. But regarding Hajj, the journey will carry on tomorrow after Asr Salat. So brothers are requested, those who are going for Hajj, they must come. And those who are not going for Hajj, they should also try to come. Maybe Allah will take you very soon. So before we embark on the journey of Hajj, we have to learn the journey of Hajj. That is why a pious person, he saw in the dream 600,000 people were in the Hajj. And he saw that someone is saying to him, only 6 people Hajj are accepted. How many people? Now 4 million people goes. So maybe 40 people Hajj are accepted. Allah knows best. So he was very worried. And he was praying to Allah, am I amongst the 6 or not? Now he's asking a question. Somebody is talking with him, only 6 persons Hajj is accepted. Allah said that, because of the 6 people, I have accepted the Hajj of 600,000. Yeah? So it's a great journey, my brothers. The Abdals go there. People from all over the world, from the Muslim nations, non-Muslim nations, they all be there. Wahan Abdal bhi hote hain, Wali bhi hote hain, Allah wale bhi hote hain, businessmen bhi hote hain, Prime Minister bhi hote hain, builders bhi hote hain, plumbers bhi hote hain, electrician bhi hote hain, तबलीग वाले भी होते हैं, इमाम भी होते हैं, सब होते हैं वहाँ. ये बहुत मुबारक जर्नी है. So those who haven't still done the Hajj, they should make the preparation for Hajj for next year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the journey of Hajj. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka.